ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Zadok Jewelers.
It's pretty dope.
The absolute best choice.
KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Okay.
Magic City is my favorite restaurant in the world.
I didn't know they even have food like that, but okay.
Listen, so all entertainment is shut down in Atlanta. The restaurant is still open. You can still go to Magic and get your food.
It's essential. It's an essential.
It's a part of our culture here.
Respect. Nothing but respect for culture at all times.
Who's that?
That was Lou Williams with Ross Gold on Wunde, who's an NBA reporter. You might have seen her on TNT and stuff. He was talking. This was an interview from April, talking about his love for Magic City Wings. And he has, like I said, wings named after him. Lou Will Pepper, Lemon Pepper Wings at Magic City. He has wings personally named after him.
He's an enthusiast. I love that about him.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you see the the tweet, "Tis nitties over titles"?
Well.
Yeah. Yes, he wanted Tis Nitties over titles.
I still feel like that one is aggressive.
Why do you think that's aggressive?
It's aggressive. Even, I mean, it is. But yeah, Lou Williams loves himself some strip club wings.
So wait a minute. Lou Williams has strip club wings named after him in Orlando.
No, he went to Atlanta. The funeral was
in
Atlanta, and after the funeral,
that's right,
he stopped by. Lou Will... Lemon
See, Magic
Pepper
City
Wings.
Sounds like it should be in Orlando.
Yeah, it's a famous club in Atlanta, though. I mean, Disney's not looking for the association.
Well, no. But Orlando is the Magic City.
I know, but Disney's not looking for that. Yeah, I know the Magic Kingdom is there. The Orlando Magic play there.
And the Tis Nitty Bar don't care.
Yeah, clearly, and they're based in Atlanta. So if you want to taste Lou Williams' great wings, you can go to Magic City. Apparently, that place will be serving you wings no matter
Jermaine
what time
Dupri's
of day.
Been repping Magic City forever and ever and ever.
Yeah. I think they have wings named after him there, too.
Jermaine Dupri? Apparently, there's a lot of wings and a lot of people named after him.
Well, they have the basic flavors, and then you have, I guess, for their frequent guests and the people who...
Enthusiasts.
They name them after them.
That is tremendous. I love that's great, Lou. Yeah. Well, he was in Atlanta, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand how he was such an enthusiast in an Orlando strip bar when he never played there.
Yeah, there's Uncle Jeff Honey Jerk. I don't know who Uncle Jeff is. Justice Magic and Juju.
Jeff Green?
No. Juju Rude
Jeff
Boy
Bezos?
No.
Not Jeff Bezos.
Name a Jeff. I don't think you're going to get to the right one.
Jeff Schwartz?
Uncle Jeff is going to be everyone. I don't think it's Jeff with a G.
No, it's not. It's not at all.
Uncle Jeff is going to be a guy that you don't know, but everyone in Atlanta knows.
Jeff Epstein? Jeff.
Oh, Uncle Jeff's going to be there?
No, yeah, not Jeff. Jeffrey Epstein.
No, definitely not.
Oh. All right. Well, we'll have to figure it out. I got a question for you guys. Who is the Astros MVP so far? That's a pretty easy answer.
Oh, it's Machete.
Machete.
Mm-hmm. He's been hitting the ball. Man, he's been... How about Yuli with the bases loaded? Of course he was going to get a base knock. Of course Yuli was going to get a base hit with the bases loaded.
Well,
he's
averaging
462 with the bases loaded?
Okay, who's more of a professional hitter? Brantley or Yuli?
I'm still going to say Brantley. Yuli's clutch.
I am too, but
Yuli
I'm going to do
some
it.
Crazy swings. Hey... Yesterday was
begrudgingly. I'm going to do it.
Yesterday was a pretty rotten day. Okay, Carlos Correa simulated Carlos Correa, and Carlos Correa looked very similar.
He's hitting 300. So
is he really?
Yeah.
God, well, he stunk yesterday.
And frankly, so did
Altuve, Springer. Like they had some really bad ABs. Bregman, they had some bad ABs. We saw a lot of sweeping sliders. It looked like old school Biggio up there. Those sweeping sliders were causing guys some problems.
Yeah. Oh, no. Williams is filthy. Williams is tough. But Seattle blows. Seattle's terrible. You need to keep that you should have never lost that game. Should have never lost that game yesterday. But yeah, Machete is the early season MVP. I don't think there's any question about that. Of course, it's three games in, but I'm just saying, that's all I'm saying. As far as the pitching staff, who do you trust? I'm going to tell you what. I just met a Blake Taylor, but I think it's love at first sight. I just met a Christian Javier and an Anoli Paredes, but I feel like I can trust them.
You fall hard.
I do fall hard.
Man.
I don't. A Davinsky, I've known for a long time. We've been in a relationship for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I want out. I really do.
It's like you can't get out, though.
What do you mean you can't get out? Yes, you can't.
Get out.
We don't have kids together.
No, the Astros, and it really doesn't matter who the GM is. The Astros have a long history of sticking with relievers that you don't want on a team anymore. I don't know what it is. The Missile stayed on way longer than he should have. Dan Mazzelli. You had guys like Pat Neshek stuck around. Will Harris is around forever. Even when Will was bad, he'd come back and look, the next year would be good. Like, Will Harris definitely had his moments with the Astros.
Yeah.
But he had some moments where you think, ooh, I just don't know if Will Harris. Ken Giles made it back on the team. Even after the disaster of 17. But right now, okay, Will Harris was almost a lifer, it felt like. And he went through the bad times and into the good times. And so you rocked with him for a while. Devo's kind of in that territory, too. Devo's still there this year is a shock to me.
Devo had a 4.83 last year. Here's Devo's ERA. Here ERAs by season. 2.16, 2.68. Good. Good. 4.18, 4.83. That's bad. Mm-hmm. That's a reliever you cannot count on.
Right.
And that's not even telling you how many times he let in runs that he inherited.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's not, don't do it. Stop. And I know, shut the up, Johnny.
No.
When he got into the game, I was like, what are you putting? Are you kidding me? You're putting Devo in now in a one-run game that you came back. You came up with a big four-run inning. You took the lead. You're holding on. You had some guys come in and scuffle, yet they were able to get out of the innings. And then you put Devo in? Do you think everybody was puked? Do you think the whole infield is kind of puked? And is there any puke? Did anybody see any puke on the field?
I didn't see any puke, but there was somewhere I was watching it, but... Just the fact that Devo came in and we all thought the same thing. You just texted it to us. What could possibly go wrong here? As soon as I saw Devo, I'm like, oh, Devo rebrand with Garrett Cole hair is still Devo.
So
it doesn't matter.
And I don't know, Dusty. See, AJ will put you in the bed. It'll take a while, but AJ will put you in the doghouse. AJ will say, we can't trust that guy anymore. So I don't know. We really can't go to him now. I don't know, Dusty. Is Dusty going to, well, we're going right back to the guy. Yeah, but he's not good. He hasn't been good in 3 years. He hasn't been good for 3 years. This is the David Johnson of pitching. It's actually, no, not as bad as David Johnson because he wasn't good for 4 years. Come on. I mean, I know it's only one game. One game is three games, though.
No. It's not, but it's not one game. Devo has really... had some up and down issues over the last 3 years. Like this is not just one game. This is who he is. He struggles sometimes in high leverage performance. And I'm going to call that high leverage because you're in the championship rounds, right? 8-9. You're right there. And I'll go ahead and say 7-8-9. I just feel like right at this point, he's a middle reliever and you had some options that you could have gone to and you didn't do it. You know, you paid a price. And you could have still gone and gotten them before the game got out of hand, before they took the lead on you by two runs. You still could have gone and gotten them. I understand the thought now is, well, but if I start an inning with somebody, I got to go three. You know, I still have to go three batters with them. And that's going to change this a little bit.
Hmm.
You can't just go throw somebody in to get one out. I don't like this rule anymore. I'm off this rule. I liked it before, but now I don't like it anymore.
No, you gotta go three out. I like it. I like it. I just don't like it when Devo's in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Listen, no one said you gotta pitch three innings and you gotta pitch Devo. put a gun to Dusty's head.
You got to pitch three outs. You mean?
You put three outs, and you got to pitch three batters.
That's all you have to do. Not three outs.
Three outs.
Dusty, it's just three hitters. He's done. We're done.
Dusty,
get him out.
Dusty thinks it's three outs.
Yeah, like, man, this three out thing. James Click's probably like, no, Dusty, it's just three hitters. No, it's three outs. No. I saw it on Twitter.
Oh, my goodness.
Dusty, you don't have a Twitter account. I got a burner account. Dusty, it's three hitters.
Okay.
It's not three outs.
Maybe I'm not off on this thing. Jeff Green's Twitter handle is Uncle Jeff.
Yep.
He never played in Atlanta, though.
Doesn't matter.
You don't have to
play in Atlanta.
Does he live in Atlanta in the offseason?
Could be.
That's the determining factor.
Oh, that could be. I don't know, but man, you look at Jeff, Seattle, OKC, Boston, Memphis, Clippers, Orlando, Cleveland, Washington, Utah, and Houston. Dude has been around now.
Mm-hmm.
Since 07.
I could 100% see his summer spent
when
in
we
Atlanta.
Started 1560, he started his career.
Yeah.
13 years ago.
I remember I was not a fan.
Of Jeff Green?
Nah, coming out. I've never been a huge Jeff Green fan.
I like
him
now.
He stuck around way longer than I expected.
What you don't like about him?
Just not an explosive player. He's just kind of a guy to me.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Well, he's going to be a guy.
He's in a rotation.
He's
going to,
yeah. He's going to be a guy with a rotation. Ring. Well, what do you mean? He's your center.
Backup center, certainly.
Backup, yeah. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about the Rockets that we saw. So I watched them first on Friday before the Astros got started. We'll also talk about, we'll give you an update with Justin Verlander, too.
Before we go, Jeff Passan, our favorite, just tweeted out, 8 more players and 2 coaches of the Miami Marlins have tested positive for COVID. As an outbreak has spread throughout their clubhouse, about the total of cases in recent days, so at least 14.
Wow.
So... I mean, are we shutting down the Marlins, or are we going to their taxi squad, all of them?
Taxi squad, sorry.
You know what? And somebody said, listen, the team that's able to has the fewest COVID cases is the team that's going to win. If the Marlins had 0, they couldn't win.
Leading their division, John.
Oh, are they, Del?
Yeah, actually, yes. They took the series from the Phillies.
Are they really, Del?
Yes. Like the Astros, John.
Do you think they're going to win, Del? Do you think they're going to win it all?
Are the Astros going to win it all?
Yes. Okay.
Ow.
Play Mary.
My shoulder.
Oh, that's Lance.
My elbow.
That's Lance.
Forearm, elbow. Ow. I don't know which one it is, but we'll find out in 2 weeks.
So, are you ready for a new home? Lance is your agent. Lance Loken. Donnie and Tina had lived in the Houston home for over 20 years. They're ready for a newer, larger home in just 3 days. And after 9 showings, the home sold for $6,500 over list price. That really doesn't happen, people, except when you're with the Loken Group at Keller Williams Platinum. And plus, if you don't want to wait, they'll give you an immediate cash offer. All right? They will achieve top dollar for your home. You need an agent that can create an auction-like effect. They have access to so many buyers, and they know how to market your home perfectly. They're experts. Listen, if you go look online at different homes, you're like, no, look at that. And then you go to the house, and it looks totally different. You got to know how to market it. You got to know how to take the pictures. You got to know what is awesome about the home. Listen. This is call the only agent that I would call if I wanted to sell a home, and that is Lance Loken. TheLokenGroup.com, TheLokenGroup.com. This is a great time to sell your home. Inventory is low. There are so many buyers out there that want homes. This is the best time. And oh, by the way, if you're in the real estate business, they're looking for agents. So if you're looking for a great way to get into the business or to sell your home right now, there's only one group to go to, thelokengroup.com, LOKEN, thelokengroup.com, 281-861-4629.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Rethink how you manage cash flow and payments for your business. Choose a banking partner who provides secure and remote tools tailored for you. Never pay for something you don't need. We're Veritex Community Bank. True to your business. True to Texas. VeritexBank.com. Member FDIC.
Guys, I can personally attest to the increased energy, muscle mass, weight loss. It's very real when you are getting testosterone treatments. If you are low in testosterone, you may see a drop in libido, you may see depression, irritability, and even memory loss. Make sure that you get your levels tested at Men's T Clinic. Go to Men's T Clinic right now to find out if they can help you. Men's T Clinic is Houston's premier hormone treatment provider with 5 convenient Houston area locations. Go to menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
ESPN 97.5 is your home for Texas A&M Athletics. Catch all the football and basketball action right here as the Aggies make their way through the SEC. Only on ESPN 97.5. Giga Mags. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
14 positive tests for the Marlins. Now the question is going to be, okay, so you go and quarantine those guys. And well, first of all, you got a 30-man roster. You got to replace 14 guys.
Wow.
That seems like a lot.
The 14 total, Dell, including coaches. You said 2 coaches?
14 total. So that includes coaches and players combined. So at least 12 players.
I believe.
Yes.
So you got to replace those guys. And then the other guys are all going, but this is a great opportunity for somebody to step up.
Yeah, Mattingly, who is the manager for the Marlins.
Is that, he?
Yes. Mattingly is a pretty famous person.
Yeah, but no one knew that.
I'm telling them. Okay, now they know. He said even before this outbreak, when I think it was a couple guys for them, he said the MLB needs to expand the rosters, make more players available to us because, well, they certainly are going to need them.
Well, he's going to be playing guys that are – you want to talk about
– Well, if he's even around, he might be one of the coaches.
You don't know. No one knows. Well, they probably know. listen, as long as – And we'll see, and maybe hopefully guys come back, and they don't infect older people. That's the problem, is then now they have to stay away from your family, stay away from your parents, stay away from anybody that's higher risk than you are to have a worse experience than you possibly do. But it'll be interesting to see if any of these guys get really, really sick or anything happens, God forbid anything happens to them, then what happens with all the sports? Because we saw one Rudy Gobert changed the entire sports world.
I don't think that's going to happen now.
Well,
if you are.
Well, what will change that, though?
If you screw up in baseball, that's not going to have an impact on basketball.
Just not say, basketball, because baseball is different in that, you know, you're traveling. And you want to talk about a great place to be. The best place to be in the world right now is in the NBA bubble.
And we'll see how the NHL does. They start in a couple days as well, and they're in a bubble up in Canada, which has lesser cases. I wonder if the NFL will say, well, we only travel once a week. We don't do as much traveling as baseball does, and we go to one place and we come home. I wonder if the NFL will comfort themselves with that aspect of it, although they have more players to worry about. Because baseball, the Marlins went to Philly from a known hotspot in Miami. They also, I think, played Atlanta. I'm not sure if that game was in Atlanta. Those games were in Atlanta. So I think they've done a lot of traveling. I think they've been to 2 places in the last week or so. Football's like, yeah, we go to one site, we're in and out. We don't spend 3 days there. We spend a day and a half or so there, and we come home. So I wonder if they will comfort themselves with that, because people are looking at them saying, I already saw a tweet. All right, you see what happened in NFLPA with baseball? Watch yourselves. So I wonder how baseball looks at this. I mean, football looks at this.
Well, they're all, but here's the deal is one athlete. That's all you need is one athlete to, God forbid.
So what I think is going to start happening in baseball is you're going to see, because of this, they're going to alter. They're going to really – teams are going to have to start taking precautions like we would take in a grocery store. Even though they're getting tested, you're going to see them start wearing masks
even
all the time.
Even on the field.
6 feet away.
Yeah.
I don't – maybe on the field, but I think in the – you won't see – like, look – they'll wear masks where you can be seen in a dugout, but in their own locker rooms, I'm sure the thought is, look, we're getting tested. We're good. We're going to be negative. But you're going to start seeing them have to go with social distancing. They're going to be more careful in locker rooms, more careful with everything they do, because this is what Major League Baseball is going to go to the Marlins and say, look, we have all these things, these ideas in place where you get dressed in these locker rooms or you get dressed separately. You have social distancing. You clearly have not been following this either inside the stadium or outside the stadium. Players are gathering, and this can't happen because we shouldn't have an outbreak of that, because every team in Major League Baseball is going to have to be more cognizant now of making sure they don't have groups of players together so it doesn't spread. Like, we already know this spreads more than any disease we've ever seen. That's why the idea that this is the flu, I mean, I get why some of you say it, except for the fact that this spreads like a mother. I mean, it spreads like a mother. 14, and every time it spreads like this, there's a potential for something to get really bad for a player who gets really, really sick, and it's gonna endanger everything in all sports. Because you're all right. The one thing, if a player gets really, really sick, and really, really sick, let's just say that could maybe...
That's what I'm saying.
Cross over into other sports.
That's what I'm saying. That will change the sports landscape all the way around.
Do you think we see guys, like, because there's some talk of we're just going to put guys in the stands and sit and socially distance. You think that becomes a part of baseball now since there are no fans anyway? We're going to just put guys in the stands.
Yeah, because
no clubhouse, no dugout.
It's no wonder that the Marlins, it spread like it has, because there is no social distancing whatsoever in the dugouts. None. They're all on high-fiving and hugging and doing it when they're supposed to be, miss five or whatever it's called.
I saw one team do that in the line after a win. They didn't touch each other.
After the win, yet they're in the dugout all hanging out together.
Yeah, the Braves won a comeback yesterday, and it wasn't the same type of celebration where they do kind of a jumping around dog pile.
No, it wasn't. Talking about the Braves smack.
The Rays against the Jays.
Yeah, guess who they got the comeback started on? I was watching some of that.
Ken Giles? Yeah.
KG just tricked out.
So when the Rays were celebrating, some of them, they weren't that full on, hey, jumping stuff, but they were grabbing each other going, yeah, man. So I imagine baseball is going to be like, you see what happened here?
Yeah.
This is the reason for this. Knock it off.
Yeah. Do you guys see they're doing, some teams are doing the foot.
Yeah, I saw that too. Celebrating with either air fives or the foot stuff.
Hitting each other's foot.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. What'd you guys think of the Rockets this weekend?
So I actually thought James looked like James. I didn't see, and I thought Russ looked like Russ for the most part. I did see Russ shoot a couple threes, and I'm like, come on, Russ. I thought, remember that whole thing what we were doing where we don't shoot three pointers?
Yeah.
But James, to me, had 10 assists. I didn't see if that was his final total. When I stopped watching, he was at 10 assists. Shooting wasn't great on Friday. It was okay. And now he actually hit a couple threes from distance. He got fouled on a three. Like, everything that James does. Now, the ball handling was a little sloppy for both teams. That was something that was noticeable to me. But it felt like, even though it's weirder in this big gym, it did feel... I felt like I was watching a Rocket team. Like, it didn't... And James was getting some minutes for being a scrimmage. It's not like it was a piddly little... You know, they're trying to get him ready to play. I didn't think James's body type looked all that different, to be honest with you.
No.
If he had lost 20 pounds at one point, he ain't 20 pounds down right now.
What do you think of Ja? He looked a lot more aggressive going to the hole. Although he goes to the hole anyway. I mean, but man, he looks pretty damn good. Ja looks pretty good.
You talk about Morant?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks the same as he always looks.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about from a Rocket standpoint.
No, yeah, I know. But he were playing him, so I was like...
Uncle Jeff, you got... I didn't think he was... I'm not worried about young players. Young players are going to keep everything. It's the veterans that are concerned. Like, I was taking a close look at P.J. Tucker. I felt like P.J. Tucker is maybe carrying a little extra weight, but I couldn't really tell.
Wouldn't you if you were him?
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, I got to play all these veteran centers.
Yeah, they got a veteran team, too. I mean, a team full of veterans, so there is going to be a concern about how they come back from a conditioning standpoint. It's going to take them a little longer if they haven't been putting their work in.
Yep. It was typical Rockets defense, though. A lot of open looks.
There was a lot of guys back cutting. There's a lot of people losing track of their men defensively, which was a concern. Or the rotations weren't as clean.
I thought Mike D'Antoni said, Daryl said D'Antoni had a new defense and it was going to be great. They were going to lead the league
saving
in defense.
That for
I
the
thought
third game.
Yeah, and the seeding games. These games don't matter, John. So all those things that they were working on, they won't insert them to the plan.
You don't
until
want to practice them?
No. It gives people
film. Surprise?
Yeah, surprise people.
You were trying to surprise
them? You
everybody?
Only do it in practice. You don't do them in practice games because you don't want to give it away.
You're not giving it away?
No.
Oh, I see. So you're going to leave guys wide open under the basket
and
with nobody on
and
them?
People are like, man, the Rockets are just the same old Rockets. And then when the playoffs start, bam! We're playing great defense.
All up in people's ass defending.
Yeah.
Man, why are they? Look at this. They're going 48 minutes of hell.
You think press? You think they're going to press
teams? I go
full
court press
on
the Rockets.
You think they're 48 minutes of hell?
48 minutes of hell is the new name for the Rockets defense.
I think they're 48 minutes of puppies.
It's not that.
The only one who was going through hell was Bezdelic, and that's why he left. He's like, oh, I can't watch this film anymore. I gotta go. Bezdelic, assistant coach for the Pelicans right now. Who Zion's back in the bubble? So is Patrick Beverley for the Clippers.
Well, you know they make it back.
Landry Shamet's back. Zubac is back.
He made it back too.
Yeah, the only person who and Trezel, or you call him on Trezel, said or John does that he's on his way. The only one who won't be available for them probably will be Trezel and Lou because he's on a 10-day quarantine.
Yeah, first two games.
Montrezl Harrell. So, you know, the Instagram model said, I'm already getting hit up by people on the bubble. And, you know, I'm already getting hit up by people on the bubble. This season's not going to go down. Something like that. Some Instagram model had that. And a guy took a picture. I don't know if y'all saw this. I think I'm sure he would have tweeted it to all of us. You know how it says people you follow who follow this person? He circled Montrezl Harrell. He follows Montrezl and Montrezl Harrell. And all I could think about when Montrezl left is like, oh, boy. Please don't tell me this is a trip to go see an Instagram model.
Oh, please. I mean, why are you going to watch that man's?
Urgent business. Urgent emergency. There were so many emergencies for the Clippers players. Just emergency fest.
It was an emergency. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. And where's Austin Rivers?
Oh, yeah. He left the bubble as well. I'm not sure.
He left. And by the way, he's not married.
Yeah, we don't. Did we hear a reason why he left?
No, Doc is still there, isn't he?
Yes. Well, yeah. To that point, it can't be. Well, who knows what?
Well,
it is.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he said he had a family emergency. He had to leave.
Maybe it's a family.
So he won't be available.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not
the
back
rotation
yet.
Will be down to five.
No. Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of that, Daniel House no longer a starter.
Right.
And when Mike D'Antoni was asked about why no Daniel House, because he's not as good as the other five guys. That's why he's not starting.
Well, he said that.
That's what he said.
No, he said, I want to get Eric Gordon 32
Adam,
minutes.
And Adam Spillane, you asked him yesterday about it, and he said, well, he's not as good as the other two five guys.
But why isn't he starting? He goes, what? Come on. Are you watching?
Have you seen him? Yeah.
What's that mean, Mike?
Mike D'Antoni and Daniel House is no longer in the Rockets starting lineup. He's not as good as the other five guys.
Daniel's a three-point shooter is what he is. And it ends there.
Oh, I didn't see he's not. All I saw was I like to play Eric 30 to 32 minutes at least.
Well, if
you don't start him, that means the first 6 minutes of each half, he doesn't play. He's rested for no reason, not even warmed up yet. He would only have 4 minutes of rest of those other 32 minutes in the game. It's just better for him physically.
Well, I know I put two things on there, one from the initial, from the 24th, but last night, or at least right before the last scrimmage, he was asked about it again. He goes, he's not as good as the other
guys. Well, if you want to know the truth, he's not.
Well, I know. Like Tony just told you.
Daniel is really good off the bench, he said.
Is he? Because if he's on the bench in the playoffs, we probably won't see him very much.
No. Well, he must be really good on the bench.
He must be a great
He's a great on the bench guy because you don't put him in the playoffs.
We love his positivity on the bench.
You know what he could be though? He could be a champion if he's not going to be a champion on the court. He could be a champion in his house because he could have champion energy. Champion.energy/1560. It's 9 bajillion degrees. I guess it's going to cool down. I mean, it's cooling down to like 90.
Yeah, there's some rain in the forecast. Yeah.
So there you go. So listen. If you're looking for the best way to save money every single month with how hot it is and how much you have to use your air conditioning, then you, my friends, all you have to do is go to champion.energy/1560, champion.energy/1560.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
Cricket Wireless knows that dropping your phone can feel like dropping your best friend, while an orchestra plays in time to your pain.
Help! My phone! Oh, jeez!
Did it break? Oh! Don't be cracked!
Not again!
But when you switch to Cricket, you can get a free Nokia C2 Tava, because dropping your phone is a terrible symphony of emotions. Smile, you're on Cricket.
And September 17th, must bring your number to Cricket on a $60 a month voice plan. First month service charge and tax due and sale. Fees, terms, other restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices.
From office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, buy one, get one 50% off on all True Red printer paper.
And shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/1/20. In-store only. Discount applies to lowest priced item while supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 833 ESPN 97.5. So how do you like the trade with the Jets and the Seahawks?
I thought it was a ton. You know, Jamal Adams has been following the playbook to try to get out of there. Criticized ownership, criticized coach, criticized everything he possibly could, short of teammates, and it finally worked. He finally got out. His last shot was at Adam Gase. They made the trade. Seattle gave up a ton. What all did they give up? They got a first rounder back. They gave up two firsts, a third. They gave up a starter from the secondary over to the Jets. I mean, they gave up a lot, and they didn't get a deal negotiated either. They didn't get a deal done. But my guess is that Seattle already has an understanding of what they're going to pay, that there has been that discussion with his agent. So my guess is, I mean, John Schneider, the GM of Seattle, he's not a Johnny-come-lately to the position. My guess is he has a number already discussed with the agent, and it wouldn't shock me if that comes out relatively soon, depending on how the situation aligns cap-wise for them. The top-paid safety in NFL football is Eddie Jackson at $14.6 million, and then Kevin Byard at $14.1 million. By the way, Eddie Jackson was a fourth-rounder. You had Teron Matthews after that at $14 million, Landon Collins $14 million, Earl Thomas $13.75 million, and then Devin McCarty $11.5 million. Jamal Adams is going to go to the top of the list at over $15 million. He'll be the highest-paid safety. We'll see how much further Seattle goes over that number, because you could make an argument that Seattle's in the same position the Texans were, where you make a deal with multiple first round picks and picks and you don't have a new deal done with him, at least that we know of.
Yeah. I thought it was a lot too. Schneider doesn't care about first round. He's like a lot like Bill O'Brien. I don't care about first round picks. It does right. We don't care about that. And if you want to know the truth, I think the Seahawks are a lot like
John Schneider has built his team around. K.J. Wright wasn't a first-rounder. Bobby Wagner wasn't a first-rounder. Russell Wilson wasn't a first-rounder. D.K. Metcalf wasn't a first-rounder. Like, there's a lot of guys on his team. Richard Sherman wasn't a first-rounder.
Cam Chancellor wasn't.
Earl Thomas was. Brandon Browner wasn't a first-rounder. He knows how to get other guys who can play.
Yeah.
The Texans have been built on first-rounders. Right. That's the big difference.
Richard Sherman was a fifth-rounder.
Yeah, that's the big difference is he knows how to find guys. Right. He has a history of finding
He did
outside the first.
That's right. No. I agree wholeheartedly. That's the biggest difference is they find Pro Bowl top-of-the-league talent in the fifth round.
That's crazy. I mean, just Sherman, Bobby Wagner, Russell Wilson, you could stop right there and go, whoa. That's serious.
Yeah.
That's really serious. But he's got a history of that. Now, you keep dealing out of first. Now, they deal out of the back end of the first round all the time. They almost never draft where their draft slot is. Almost never. So Yeah, this is an aggressive move by Seattle. This is an extremely aggressive move, and it's one where they want to take a guy with football character. And everyone says, now, you know, I don't know that it's necessarily been on display, the leadership stuff with the Jets, because I haven't really been a fan of some of the stuff I've seen Jamal say, and maybe it was posturing.
But well, it was absolutely posturing. When you insult the owner and the head coach, he just wanted out.
I think he was saying some stuff during the season, though. But all I know is that...
Well, he wanted out then, too.
Well, you are basically... What you're basically getting right now is a player who apparently is considered,
he's hated it since he's been there.
Yeah. Well, you're getting a player who is considered one of the great leaders to come out, leadership qualities and leadership characteristics to come out of college football. So I think Seattle is probably saying, this is our Earl Thomas, a guy who's going to set the stage. This, we know that this way can work for us. This is our leader on the back end. We are going to go with the Earl Thomas method again by getting Jamal Adams. Now, they gave up a lot, but if you have confidence that you've got a good young core nucleus of players, you can potentially take that chance if you can draft well rounds 2 through 4, which they have a history of doing. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. But that's a lot. Like, that's a big risk for them. Did you see that basically Le'Veon Bell took a little shot at him, like all the rah-rah stuff, basically saying, cheering him to come on over, come on over, come on over. And then he's one of the first people out. And he didn't mention him by name, but all Jamal Adams did was like, okay, December 14th, marking that on the calendar, or whatever week they play football, he mentioned it, he goes, marked on the calendar now. Like, almost like, okay, I'll see you then.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you then.
Well, that didn't answer, you know what? But here's the deal is the Jets are a mess, a hot mess, a crap owner. We don't know, Del, but did you hear, did anybody in Miami really support Adam Gase? Couldn't get enough Adam Gase, or was he was persona not, he was blah.
Yeah, there was some thought that he quit on his final year there, during the middle of it. There's some scuttlebutt about that. And everyone was like, all right, get out of here, beat it. He didn't leave anyone with a great taste in their mouth. He was just a guy who was abrasive, and I think everyone was more than happy to see him gone, from fans to the organization.
And that'll be the case when he leaves New York, too.
Yeah.
So Bill O'Brien was asked by Monday Morning Quarterback to talk about what's going on, since the Texans and the Chiefs are the first teams to report. They're already there. All the other teams will report on Tuesday. O'Brien says you have to wear a mask. He said this from his office on Sunday morning. It is scientifically proven that if you wear a mask, the chances of you getting COVID-19 go down significantly. So you have to wear a mask. But when you're wearing a mask in front of your team and you're trying to speak and that mask covers your mouth and your nose, that's not the easiest thing in the world to do. It's a different deal. It's a different norm. And you have to keep plowing through and getting used to it, because it is what it is. You look out at the crowd. You see everyone spread out all around the bubble. We're in a corner of the bubble. Got our video set up there. We're showing video, PowerPoints, and we all have masks on. And it's just different, but it's necessary. It's what we all have to do, and we're all doing it because we want to play football. That's good. That's good to hear. Hey, when I had Tom Herman on last... Oh, by the way, I have Matt Wells tonight at 7 o'clock. You Texas Tech fans, if you want to hear your head coach...
They're called techies.
Yeah. They're not really techies. They're Texas Tech fans.
There's Trekkies.
They're Red
techies.
Raiders. Yeah. So, 7 o'clock tonight, touchdownclub.org. If you want to see your head coach tonight, talk about his football team. 7 o'clock. There's a thought that Alan Bowman... who's their quarterback, who gets injured, is going to have himself a battle this year with, his name is Maverick MacGyver.
Oh, it's going to be hard to beat that guy up.
Is that not a Texas quarterback?
You know what that is?
MacGyver?
That is people who are playing the old version of NCAA football are making players named Maverick MacGyver.
Right.
That's 100% a made-up name from NCAA EA Sports football.
Yeah.
Maverick MacGyver.
Maverick MacGyver. Are you kidding? Is that not a Texas high school football quarterback?
Yeah.
Well, now he's a Texas college quarterback. So we'll see. And there's all kinds of other stuff that we'll talk about tonight with the head coach. So if you are a Texas Tech fan, It is touchdownclub.org, touchdownclub.org. Have you guys seen the new website, MyBookie? They redid it. It is totally sweet. It is really, really neat what they did and how much easier it is to navigate, how much easier it is to make the bets. I put one down. One winner. Thank you. It was a golf bet, and I won. Thank you. You know what? If you have some knowledge, you people can win. But guess what? NBA is going down this week. You can bet on that. It makes its return. You can bet on the playoffs, who's going to win it all. You've got odds. You've got odds on the games themselves. With mybookie.ag, it's simple. You bet, you win, they pay. They have over 150 different NBA bets to choose from. Will any team go 8-0 after the restart? How many points will LeBron average? It's all at mybookie.ag. And you still got UFC, Major League Baseball, golf, soccer. MyBookie has thousands of lines and prop bets. Join today. MyBookie will double your first deposit. So you put in $1,000. No, you're going to be playing with $2,000. And not only that, they'll match it dollar for dollar, but they'll also throw in a free $10 NBA future bet. Just enter promo code radio. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. You bet, you win, they pay.
ESPN 97.5.
With COVID-19 so prevalent, no company can go without a plan. At SecureComm Technologies, our plan starts with Fever, an effective artificial intelligence system for screening and detecting individuals with elevated temperatures in a crowd. You heard me right, a system that will allow you to monitor employees and patrons for anyone that might have a fever. Fever will identify effectively and efficiently without making direct contact. Call SecureComm Technologies at 281-290-8383 and ask how Fever can work for you by keeping your work family safe. SecureComm Technologies, 281-290-8383.
All right, school is out, the kids are home, and they're going crazy, but not at my house. It's the perfect time to get a Pro Dunk Hoops basketball goal. I am so glad I got a basketball goal for my kids. Instead of being cooped up inside, they're outside shooting hoops and having fun in our driveway. It's been so great during these times. Pro Dunk Hoops is taking orders, and they're making installations all over the Houston area right now. 281-351-9822 or go to ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You don't want to do that. You don't want those things. 844 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Any thoughts on your Astros? You're more than welcome to come on in. 713-780, and it can't be just Devo sucks, okay? That can't be it. Although it's not. I'm not going to say it's inaccurate, but he was terrible. And Dusty, listen, it's one game, which is actually three games. That's a 3-game losing streak they're on right now to Seattle. That's a game you win. That's a game they should win. It happens every year. You blow a game, you should have won. But this year, it's so much more important. Yeah, they're still in first place. They're 2-1. They're playing Seattle. Okay? Seattle is horrible. This is really not a good baseball team. Their pitchers they suck. This is not a good baseball team. Now they got good young talent. Good young talent. And holy crap. Corey Seager is a you can't get that dude out. The Astros cannot get that dude out.
I mean, they do.
Sick of him.
They're not a good team, but they have some talent.
Yeah.
They've got some young talent. I'm telling
you. No, they got a good young talent. They're just really young.
Yeah, they're just really, really young. When you're paying a first baseman in the your major league first baseman, the guy making his major league debut, they made a point of this to talk about this a couple times. When he's getting a $24 million contract in the minors, that's two things. A, that runs completely against the notion that, you know, why not just take advantage of player control for as long as possible? Because what they're basically saying was, we think that you are going to be our guy, and we're going to make out on the on the back end of this thing, we have that much confidence that you're going to be the guy. And to do that, to give a minor leaguer $24 million is highly unusual. But this is a highly unusual organization to have, at least the situation this year, with all these pitchers making their major league debut.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them look pretty good. Some of them look pretty good yesterday. Made the Astros lineup at times look not very good. I mean, the Astros had one big inning, really.
Well, the Astros,
at least yesterday.
The Astros have had their share of it, too, already. With Bailey, with Paredes, with, I mean, they've got Taylor. They've got guys making major league debuts as well and looking pretty damn good. I think we got the Astros have, well, they've pitched one inning, but they got six or seven guys that threw scoreless innings. And then the.
You know who didn't look good is Biagini didn't look good.
No.
And the guy Bailey, I don't have a lot of confidence in the 20. You know what I'm not a big fan of? So I was watching a game with Chris yesterday. Anytime you have, you know, a guy come up making his major league debut and he's 25.
Well, maybe he's just he's a late bloomer. You don't know.
Yeah, he's got the short little arms, you know. He looked like a compact little pitcher.
You're calling him stubby?
Yeah, he didn't have, and his stuff didn't look great. He gave up two hits in an inning. He didn't give up any runs, but I like guys who are making their major league debut at the age of 20, 19, 21, 22.
Not everybody's Juan Soto, Lance, okay? Not everybody is, okay? Yeah.
I like pitchers who are making their debut when they're no older than 23. That's what I like. You got some juice, maybe, if you're 21. If you're 21, 22, you got a little juice.
Well, this guy's a triple-A lifer.
Yeah, that's not what I like.
That's not
great. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The guy with short limbs who's coming in there, stumpy short limb pitcher, who's like, here's his major league debut at age 25. He came over from the Orioles where he couldn't break in. Like, oh, God. None of this sounds good.
Ian Rappaport says this. Laremy Tunsil, Jalen Ramsey, Khalil Mack, Jamal Adams, all superstars traded for packages that included two first-rounders. Mm-hmm. Expensive, but that's what it costs for big-time stars to move. Rank those guys. Khalil Mack's number one, right?
Yeah. Who are the rest of them?
Jalen Ramsey, Jamal Adams, and Laremy Tunsil.
I'm still going to put Jalen, too, because of his ability to impact games as a corner. I'll put me personally, I'll put Laremy 3.
Jamal Adams 4?
Jamal 4, yeah. And there's not much difference between any of those guys because Jamal is a safety, and I think he's a good football player, but I just think left tackle is just so much more.
Safety's two first-rounders is a lot to give up for a safety.
That's a ton. I thought it was a lot to give up for Laremy Tunsil, but now for safety. I thought Seattle gave away a lot of picks for a safety. And I recognize he's very good. And what they're basically doing is buying what they believe to be they're buying what they believe to be transcendent leadership as well. I guarantee that's what they're looking at. A guy who can do multiple things on the field. So they're going to look at him as a hybrid talent with transcendent leadership, which they have tasted before with Earl Thomas, and they want to get that back. Now, Earl Thomas is a free safety who can really range sideline to side. That's not who Jamal Adams is. Jamal's a different type of safety. So it is going to be interesting to see how they handle that.
Yeah. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. Yeah, I'm just worried that Laremy Tunsil would be the worst one. But Laremy Tunsil plays an important position at left tackle. We'll see if he's going to be one of the best left tackles in the entire league.
I think
league.
He just needs to be a really good left tackle, and I think he is.
Because we know, well, Jalen Ramsey's one of the best corners.
Yep.
Jamal Adams, one of the best safeties.
Yep. Khalil Mack.
Khalil Mack's one of the best pass rushers.
Although he needs to play better than he did last year.
Yeah.
Did you have another player in there?
Laremy Tunsil.
And that was it? Just those
four? Those four.
It wasn't five?
No.
Okay.
Two first rounders.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's what it is now.
I guess that's what it is. I guess that's the price of doing business.
And Bill O'Brien, we got to give him credit. He did not establish that market.
Well, no, Khalil Mack did.
Yeah.
Yeah, Khalil Mack did. My argument would have been, I'm not paying for a pass protector what I pay for a pass rusher. And I understand one rushes, and the argument was one rushes, one protects against the rusher, so they're equal value. But the problem is, you can roll that Khalil Mack over to the other side against whoever's playing right tackle at this particular time. You know, probably Howard if he's healthy, but you can move that guy at any point. You can move him inside to three technique. You can stand him up at eight in the A gap as a linebacker. Well, now how much value does Tunsil have if they put a slappy over there over him and just to occupy him? You know, pass protection is a unit. One guy can rush the passer.
Yeah, but you have to have talent too, though. I mean,
But a unit has to handle pass protection. One guy can't fix your whole pass protection issues.
No.
I think the Texans
have done a pretty good job.
Yeah, to their credit.
I think Howard,
when he was healthy, yeah. I think Max Sharping is a big, big part of that.
Yeah.
So they have gotten better at that. You know, Deshaun's got to do better at getting rid of the ball and recognizing certain things.
He will
defensively.
Now?
Yeah, he's got to.
I forget. Anyway, talking about the Texans offense. I'm not sure that Cooks and Cobb healthy, and now just DeAndre Hopkins doesn't miss any games, but I'm not sure that the combination of those two together won't equal DeAndre Hopkins, and maybe could exceed it.
Well, statistically, if you add it all up, you know, my question is going to be, who is the go-to guy? The thing that made Hop special is when you needed a big catch and you needed to move the chains, he was a guy you knew you could count on. If one of those guys can't do that, then we're just talking statistics. I'm talking about a guy that could change a game with a big catch on third down with everyone draped
right.
on. Who's that guy?
Right. Well, that's a play. I would go Warren Sharp on you and say, well, a big first down catch for 7 yards is just as important as making that, because now you don't have that. You don't have to have that big third down catch because you basically were able to pick up the first down on first down.
Yeah, but see, here's where I'm going to disagree with Warren Sharp. It sounds good in theory. You still have to execute. There is no first down catch that is going to get you for seven that gets you a first down. You still have to execute on second and maybe third down.
Yeah, but and the other side of that coin is, look at the stats. If you pick up a lot of yards, the best offenses are the ones that pick up most yards on first down.
He's working off an analytics viewpoint is that no player has true value. I mean, just to boil it down, I'm being a little hyperbolic, but they basically just argue against the notion of anybody being valuable.
Every player is expendable.
Every player can be replaced by multiple players or a cheaper player. You know, analytics does a good job of trying to diminish value. That's what Moneyball was for, find hidden value and diminish other players' value, which a lot of it is accurate. A lot of it is true. I just think DeAndre Hopkins, where analytics fails in the NFL is there are certain elements of a game where momentum can swing on a three and out, where a DeAndre Hopkins makes a catch. You know, what does Warren Sharp's analytics say about the catch radius and unbelievable hands of DeAndre Hopkins to bring in an off-target throw from Deshaun?
I'm sure he had wonderful metrics on DeAndre Hopkins. I'm sure he said DeAndre Hopkins is a great, great player.
But my point is that I just don't think you can – I just don't think players can unless one of those guys is making those tough catches, which maybe they do, maybe they don't. If you find a guy that is a safety blanket, Deshaun Watson is still, I think, a safety blanket quarterback who wants a go-to guy. He wants a go-to guy. We got to find out who that is. Maybe he does find a go-to guy. And maybe he becomes a quarterback who doesn't need a go-to guy.
Well,
because Tom Brady didn't need one until he needed one, and then he'd go Gronk. Gronk, 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 right? We've always talked about he can go to anybody. I'll say this. Drew Brees, I think, has done a fantastic job, better than Brady, of spreading it out to a variety of players and not needing one single guy. Tom Brady,
well, yeah, he was
will find his guys who he likes and exploit, but Gronk was a guy that made him a better player. Drew Brees has Mike Thomas right now, but Drew Brees has been doing it without Mike Thomas's. Marcus Colston, he's a good player and all. That's the one thing you say about Drew Brees is, Drew Brees was a great quarterback without having a huge all-time hammer at wide receiver or a tight end even.
Going back to Deshaun in 2015, Artavis Scott was his main guy, 93 catches. Sherrone Peake, 50. Deion Kane, 34. Jordan Leggett, 40. Hunter Renfro, 33.
The most impactful of those guys is now Hunter Renfro.
Yeah.
Sherrone Peake was just a height, weight, speed guy, Deion Kane.
Well,
got cut from the Colts.
The point being, does he spread it around or does he, or well, does he rely? Mike Williams was his go-to guy in 16. Artavis Scott was right behind him, though, 98 and 76.
98 for Mike Williams. Now, Mike Williams is a big guy.
Leggett caught balls. Kane caught balls.
Kane was
Ray Ray, McLeod, Hunter Renfro.
Kane was 6 feet. Sherrone Peak was, but Sherrone Peak was just go routes. I wouldn't even count Sherrone Peak. Artavis Scott was a slot guy who wasn't the fastest
guy. He was the guy that he relied on a hell of a lot. But Mike Williams too, spread it out a little bit, but they were awfully talented, extremely talented.
Well, Mike is a dude. Williams is an NFL dude.
Yeah,
first round pick. DeAndre Hopkins, first round pick. Big guys, big targets. You know, make big plays.
Absolutely.
We'll see.
Yeah.
If Deshaun is great, he'll adapt to whatever's in his way. Great quarterbacks do.
Absolutely.
And you're right. They're not poor at wide receiver.
No, I think they're, if you want to, quite frankly, now they're deep at wide receiver. That was their, listen, are you, it's going to be arguable. Are you better with just DeAndre Hopkins and then every once in a while Will Fuller and Kenny Stills? Or are you going to be better with Cooks, Cobb, Fuller, and we'll see how much Fuller plays, Stills, you know, Kiki? Kiki. We'll see whoever is the other guy.
Will Kiki be on the team?
I don't even know, and I doubt that. But whomever. But it seems like you're deeper now. And because you may have to withstand injuries because there's plenty of them. All those guys have injury concerns. But I don't know that, again, I don't know. I think it's arguable whether or not this is going to be a better offense. We'll find out. 858 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. Craig DeSerf thinks so.
I tell you what's not arguable at all, and that's the good people at Angleton, led by Craig DeSerf and Rick Trenner and the whole crew. When you shop at their dealership, which a lot of people have been doing during the pandemic, is people say, hey, we want to get our cars, get the best deal possible that we can get while cars are being made. And production slowed way down. It came to a halt, as a matter of fact, but it's slowly starting to come back. Right now they have 138 vehicles in stock. You can see their entire inventory right there online at lancezcars.com. The chat function is a big deal because you can start talking to a live salesperson who can give you an idea of what the value is of your trade-in, of your vehicle. They can give you an idea of price so that you figure out whether or not that is going to work for you, whether or not this employee pricing makes sense. Maybe you didn't want to buy last year or last week or last month, I should say, because you were looking at the different options at LanceZCars.com, but now you see a program like employee pricing and you see opportunity to save money. And this is a real opportunity. Employee pricing is a real thing. Head down to Angleton, check out your GMC SUVs, check out your Buick crossover vehicles. They've got employee pricing for everyone on most of the vehicles that they have in stock, and this is your chance to really save money and get the vehicle you love from a company that always makes you feel comfortable with the car buying experience. Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC, go to LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman, and Allstate Siding and Windows, a family-owned company.